مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program, which alhamdulillah shall be discussing the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, his seerah, his biography, the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam has stated in regards to sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says that the one to be the closest to me on the day of judgment shall be he who recites the most durood upon me in this world. And if it was, let's make it a habit of ours to regularly send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to gain closeness to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Something which just comes to mind is that generally when you read about, you know, biographies of people, this is, my dear viewers, the greatest of all biographies, undoubtedly. And this biography of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam is such that if you are to read about it, inshallah, it will increase your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are to read about it, inshallah, it will change your life. And now, previously, we have heard about how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam went on the Mi'raj. Yes, the Mi'raj Sharif. And the Mi'raj Sharif was the greatest miracle for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's greatest miracle per se for he himself, my dear viewers. Whereas for us, the greatest miracle is that miracle which we could see today, that miracle which we can read today, the glorious Quran. Now, there's something known as the Bi'at-e Uqba, my dear viewers. This took place twice. There's the Uqba, the first one, and there's also the second Bi'ah of the Uqba, my dear viewers. The first one, it took place before Mi'raj, and the second one took place after the blessed Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So I thought I'll mention them both together, because today's topic, inshallah, we shall be hearing about Al-Madinatul Munawwara. The Al-Madinatul Munawwara at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This was initially called Yathrib. Yes, my dear viewers, it was not always known as Al-Madinatul Munawwara. This was first known as Yathrib, my dear viewers. Now, within this city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara, there are five prominent tribes. There was one, the Banu Nadir. There was the Banu Qurayza. And there was also the Banu Qaynuqa'. These were the three Jewish tribes in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And secondly, there was the Aus and the Khazraj. The Aus and the Khazraj, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, were those individuals who first accepted Islam. Now, why mention these? The reason being is I'm giving a short introduction to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. There were two things known as the Bi'atul Uqba, my dear viewers. This took place twice. The first time before the Mi'raj, there were 12 people where they met Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam in Mina, a place close to Al-Makkatul Mukarramah. Those performing Hajj will be able to go there. So there's a place in Mina, my dear viewers, where there's also the Masjid now. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam met 12 individuals there. And these 12 individuals were from Yathrib, nowadays Al-Madinatul Munawwara, In them days, it was known as Yathrib. These 12 individuals, alhamdulillah, after having listened to the glorious Quran, they had accepted Islam. They had also requested for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam to send somebody with them in order to continue teaching them the views. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he sent Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this same Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair then went to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara with them and invited people towards the religion of Islam. And then this was before Al-Mi'raj. So subsequent to Mi'raj, my dear viewers, it's mentioned there was another Bay'at Al-Uqba when they came in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They pledged their allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they accepted Islam. It's mentioned the second time there were 72 people. 72 people, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, who had pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now these people, they invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come to the beautiful city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, in them days known as Yathrib. They invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come to Yathrib. 72 was a huge number, my dear viewers. Especially for that time, because even in Makkah Al-Mukarramah, there were hardly 72 people. The majority of them had to migrate to Ethiopia. So there were not many people. But 72 people having accepted Islam and pledging allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was a huge number. And so they said that, Ya Rasulullah, when you come, you know, you are being subjected to harm in Makkah al-Mukarramah. When you come to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, then we shall protect you. Now, in reference to these five tribes in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, there's a book by the name of Hujjatullahi Alal Alameen. And this is written by none other than Hazrat Yusuf ibn Ismail al-Nubhani rahimahullah ta'ala. In this book, he mentions his story in regards to these tribes of Aws and Khazraj, in regards to their forefathers, my dear viewers, and as to how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was destined undoubtedly to come to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. He states in his book, he says that there was a king, and the name of this king was Tubba'. Tubba', he is known as Tubba' the first, Tubba' al-Himyari. Tubba' the first, meaning there were many Yemeni kings. He was from Yemen, my dear viewers. So there were many Yemeni kings who went by the name of Tubba', but this was the first king known as Tubba'. So he states that this king, he reigned over seven lands. He reigned over seven lands and he once went to see all of these lands. Now wherever he went, he saw that people would come out and people would welcome him. People would be celebrating, they would be rejoicing. Wow, the king has come to our land, expressing their happiness. But then he came to the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. When he arrived there, people did not even come out of their houses to see him. When he saw this, that I, the king, I have come to this city, who do these people consider themselves as? Who do they think they are? They've not come out to welcome their king. So then he asks, and he said that this king, he came with a large army. He had 113,000 foot soldiers, as well as 12,000 scholars and doctors and physicians, etc. So he says that, why is it that nobody has come out? Why is it that nobody came out to welcome me, to meet me? And one of their people, he replies, one of the scholars, meaning they were scholars of the Jewish scripture, one of the scholars replies, because they really have everything here. Meaning they have the Ka'batul Musharrafah here. They have the blessed Kaaba, the holy Kaaba. And that is sacred. Each and every single year people perform pilgrimage, yes. Yes, my dear viewers, this pilgrimage did not start at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. During his time, he called the people to come and perform the Hajj. So they said people come to them from all over the world in order to perform pilgrimage. Why are they going to come out and welcome you, O King Tubba? So then the king, upon hearing this, he became furious, he became angry. And he said that, who do these people think they are? They have not come out to see their king. So for this reason, he thought to himself that now I shall destroy the Kaaba Sharif. Allahu Akbar. He says, I will destroy the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. The reason being is it is due to this house that people did not come to see me, so I shall destroy this house. They shall no longer have this house. And he said that as soon as he made this intention, he began to feel ill. He began, and he was inflicted with such a illness or such a disease that blood and pus would be coming out of his eyes, out of his nose, out of his mouth, out of his ears, Madhivi was, throughout his entire body. And he became very, very ill. Very ill. He had hundreds of doctors with him. He had hundreds of doctors with him. So the doctors came to analyze him, to see what the problem was, in order to be able to diagnose something. But none of them were able to determine which problem he was facing, which illness he was conflicted with, which disease he had been inflicted by, my dear viewers. So then he calls upon a scholar. And when this scholar comes to him and he observes this illness of his, he analyzes it and he says that this is not a normal illness. He says you must have done a particular action which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like, my dear viewers, which was wrong or which was against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may have had a wrong intention, and for this reason you are being inflicted with a punishment. You have been inflicted with a punishment. And this is not a normal disease. This is not a normal illness. So he says, tell me, was there a wrong intention you had? He replies, I intended to break down the Kaaba Sharif. He says, no. In order for you to be cured from this illness, you must first repent and then you must give sadaqah. So it said that he repents from this intention. Now remember, viewers, that in the previous ummahs, people would be punished even for their intentions. And the punishment was not only delayed until the akhirah, but sometimes it would be immediate. They would be immediately punished. So this person, he repented from his evil intention, from his evil thought, and then he gave sadaqah. It says that he gave sadaqah of 7 gold coins to each and every single resident of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Male, female, adult, child, whatever it may have been, women, children, whatever it may have been, to each and every single one of them, he gave them 7 gold coins. And he also gave them 7 pieces of clothing, Madhivi, 7 pieces of cloth. And one other thing he did was he adorned the Kaaba Sharif with a cloth also. Remember, before this point, nobody had ever placed a cloth on top of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, but the first one to ever do this was the King Tubba. He was the first to do this, and this tradition has then continued throughout these centuries. And even in this day and age, we have a cloth placed on top of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. So upon his doing this, he then felt better. When he felt better, he then moved to another city. Which city was this? This was the city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Now it's mentioned that when he came to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, he had 400 scholars with him. And these 400 scholars, تَبَايَعُوا أَن لَا يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا, they then promised that that's it, we have come to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, now we shall remain here and we will not leave from here. فَسَأَلَهُمْ عَنِ الْحِكْمَةِ فِي مُقَامِهِمْ, so he asked them that what is the reason that you have chosen this place? Why is it that you wish to stay in this place? And they replied that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shall come and he shall stay here. This is where he will migrate towards. And then this King Tubba, upon hearing this, he said that he ordered for a house to be built for each and every single one of these people, meaning for these 400 scholars that intended to remain in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, he ordered for a house to be built for each and every single one of them, and he also gave them slaves and he gave them money. But along with this it said that he states, وَأَمَرَهُمْ بِالْإِقَامَةِ إِلَىٰ وَقْتِ خُرُوجِهِ, he said to them, okay, you've decided to stay here, now you must remain here. Until when? Until when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam comes to this blessed city. وَكَتَبَ كِتَابًا لِلنَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فِيهِ إِسْلَامُهُ, and he also wrote a note. This king, he wrote a letter. And this was to be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And within this was 1,000 years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's coming. Within this, he wrote a letter that Shahidtu ala Ahmad, that I testify and I believe in Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is Rasulullah. Annahu Rasulullah, that he is the true messenger of Allah. And then he put his stamp, his seal of gold on this letter, and he gave it to Dafa'ahu ila kabirihim. He gave it to the most senior scholar. So from amongst the 400, there was that scholar who was the most senior. He gave this letter to him. وَسَأَلَهُ, and he asked him, أَنْ يُدْفِعَهُ لِلنَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ إِنْ أَدْرَكَهُ. So he said to that person, if you meet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the final messenger, if you meet him, then please give this letter to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. وَإِلَّا لِمَنْ يُدْرِكُهُ مِنْ وَلَدِهِ أَبَدًا إِلَىٰ حِينِ خُرُوجِهِ. And he says that if you do not live to then give it to your child, and he is to give it to his child, etc., 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 up until Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam comes. And then stated that Tubba then, he left Yathrib. During that time, he left Yathrib, and then he passed away in Hind, he passed away in India. And from his time to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, there was 1,000 years. And this letter was sent to the son of that scholar, then to his son. It was passed on from one son to the other son, up until it reached Sarat li Abi Ayyub, Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He was that person when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam came to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, and his camel, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reside, would stay. He went to the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stayed at his house. So Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, 1,000 years upwards, my dear viewers, generations up, he was the son of that scholar who was amongst the greatest of scholars from the 400, who was given this letter from Tubba, the King Tubba, to give to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So he stated that when Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had heard that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to come, that أَرْسَلُوا إِلَيْهِ كِتَابَ طُبَّعَ مَعَ أَبِي لَيْلَى. It stated that Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave this letter of Tubba, which his forefathers had left him. And he gave this letter to a person known as Abu Layla. And then فَلَمَّا رَآهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen Abu Layla, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to him, that أَنْتَ أَبُو لَيْلَى, that you are Abu Layla, وَمَعَكَ كِتَابُ طُبَّعَ, and with you, and you have the book or the letter given by Tubba', the King Tubba', Al-Awwal, the first King Tubba'. Allahu Akbar. So then, it's mentioned, وَبَكِيَ أَبُو لَيْلَى مُتَفَكِّرًا وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ رُسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So Hazrat Abu Layla, he was confused. He was amazed, he was shocked. And he was just lost, he was thinking that he had never seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognize him? And then he said, قال من أنت. He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who are you? فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَرَى فِي وَجْهِكَ أَثَرَ السِّحْرِ. For indeed I do not see any sort of magical effects within you. You cannot be a magician. He thought that you cannot be a magician. Who are you? And then he replied, Ana Muhammad. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give me the letter. And then upon receiving the letter, لَمَّا قَرَأَهُ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this. And upon reading it, قَالَ مَرْحَبًا بِتُبَّعَ. مَرْحَبًا meaning welcome to Tubba'. He is الأخي الصالح. He is my pious brother. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this three times. Welcome to my pious brother Tubba'. Welcome to my pious brother Tubba'. And then it has been stated that Ibn Ishaq has stated, and also the Ahlul Medina, they state that from these 400 scholars, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, did we gain the tribes of the Aus and the Khazraj. Both of these tribes, they, as we mentioned before, that the 72 who had accepted Islam, who had converted to the religion of Islam, who had accepted the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were from the tribes of Aus and Khazraj. So they were in actual fact, my dear viewers, from the lineage of those 400 scholars from 1,000 years prior. And this is also how we learn that the Jewish people were also there, because it was not known for there to be any Jews at that time, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in that particular area in Yathrib. So it said that they came from, also being from the children possibly of these people, and this is how we have the Jewish tribes who were there at that time. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming to, meaning there were five fundamental tribes, which were the Banu Nadir, the Banu Qaynuqa', and the Banu Qurayza, from the Jewish tribes, my dear viewers, as well as the Aus and the Khazraj. So this is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having been invited by the Aus and the Khazraj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had intended to migrate to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Now, upon this intention being made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed ayat from the glorious Quran. So first one ayat was mentioned, praising those people who do migrate, and then later there was also retribution, there was also, my dear viewers, threatening those people who did not migrate. Meaning, migration itself was farz. It was necessary for those Muslims who were in Al-Makkatul Mukarramah to migrate to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. But remember, this migration could only take place at that time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, due to the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that la hijrata ba'd al-fath, that there is no hijrat, there is no migration after the opening of Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah. Meaning, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the Muslims, when they return to Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah, it has been stated that after that time, there was no such thing as migration. This migration, this was finished. Meaning, it was no longer necessary for anybody to migrate to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. So my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, today we have learned a little or an introduction to Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the tribes of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. In fact, it's mentioned that the Aws and the Khazraj, they were always be fighting between each other. There would always be, you know, that mutual hatred, and there would always be conflicts between these two tribes. And whenever anything would happen, my dear viewers, for example, if one person was to be killed, then they would go against them. Even without that, they would regularly be fighting against one another. But alhamdulillah, when they began to accept Islam, when Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu went there, he invited them towards Islam, and after listening to the beautiful verses of the Quran, they accepted the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this brought about unity between these two tribes. So these two tribes then united together, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the religious teachings of Islam. So this was, as I mentioned, an introduction to the state of Al-Madinatul Munawwara, because later, inshallah, when we shall come towards the later stages of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we shall hear the names of these tribes very much and the conflict which took place between these tribes. But remember, this was now the time when Islam would become empowered, was now becoming strong, because people began to accept Islam. And so it was also the time when we began to have munafiqoon, the hypocrites within the religion. Those people who claimed to be Muslims outwardly, but covertly, they were the enemies of Islam. They were the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And this was the reason why there was so much conflict. But it's mentioned that everybody from the Aws and the Khazraj, from these two tribes, everybody accepted Islam. And Imam Zurqani rahimahullah ta'ala mentions in his Sharh al-Mawahib al-Dunya that not one munafiq, not one hypocrite was from the Aws or the Khazraj tribes. That's all for now, my dear viewers of the channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the next episode, we shall hear more about the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in fact, in the next episode, I shall be discussing the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah to the place which was known as Yathrib, which shall be known as Al-Madinatul Munawwara, as it is in nowadays. It is known as Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Yathrib referred to a place of illness, a place of disease. And when this place was blessed by touching the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it came to be known as Al-Madina, the city, Al-Munawwara, the illuminating city, my dear viewers. That's all for now. Look out for our next episode to learn more about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan. Mawlaya salli.